do this before.
Can you can't stop oots and you can't stop oots and oots. Oots, 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 stop oots and oots. Oots, 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 oots.
Oots, oots, oots.
Super Larios Brothers Podcast. Oots,
I felt like this podcast needed to start off with Phil Collins, just as they all should, from here forward.
I like that it started with real words and then quickly devolved into just oonsing.
And well, I didn't know if people would gather what it is just off of like, oons, 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 oons. Like, what, is it the Mary Tyler Moore theme? And I'm like, no. Can't stop loving you. I Phil Collins.
I don't even know if I know the Mary Tyler Moore.
No, now that I say it, I don't actually know it. Terry?
So... the last podcast,
so just gonna skip
the 30 minutes of Phil Collins was probably 25 minutes too long.
Really? Was the best podcast you ever heard.
Travis fell asleep, legitimately, and I fast-forwarded to what I hoped was the end of the Phil Collins.
All those cookies are making very tired, I assume, though. After you have so many, you're like, time to go to bed. Like a big hungry bear, it's full now.
I'm gonna sleep like a bear.
You can just sleep on that and live off it for a while. Yeah. Cookies.
No. So apparently, yes, this comments on too much Phil Collins, which I feel was almost really strengthening our cause to do more Phil Collins. I feel like this was a statement to the world.
I don't know that there's more Phil Collins to discuss.
You think, but we have.
We
a
can
whole...
do more, definitely. Although, hold on.
I actually did look up. He has like two albums that I was like,
I forgot about his film career.
Yeah. Well. 40 pounds or some bullshit like that.
He was in Buster, where he played like a British gangster. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, no. Not fondly remembered.
And then he played the bad guy in that, it was Michael Key. It was that lottery movie. Mom used to like it.
I think that's
it was called Powerball.
That, maybe that's what I was
thinking. Him and Meatloaf were like the two henchmen.
Oh god, of course Mom would like that.
Speaking of crappy movies Mom liked... I've stopped going to the theaters every weekend now, and instead I'm watching a movie each weekend to like catch up on a long list of movies I've wanted to see. So this weekend, I finally sat down and watched Buckaroo Banzai.
Oh, really?
So I'd see that. That is a weird, weird movie.
It is.
It is. It's not quite like a comedy. Like, it has like those moments where you're like, obviously this is a joke. Like, they give the kid a gun at the end.
Yeah.
Like, when they go to the strike team. But there's just long stretches of it not being very funny that you're like, this was trying to take itself as seriously as a movie about a neuroscientist, rock star, like
Doctor Space Adventurer.
Yeah, yeah. Doctor Who character can, but...
Did Mom watch it?
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
She liked it a lot.
It was... You might only notice it from the end where they're walking through the dam and there's like the music going on. It's like Jeff Goldblum in a cowboy outfit.
I do know this song, yeah. I remember any plot points, though.
There were aliens from another... Like, there were black Cylons and red Cylons, or what was the alien species?
I just watched that. It's some, like Deceptotron or some bullshit like
the
that.
The black ones are good, but when they're on Earth, they only appear as, like, Rastafarian guys.
Yeah, they all look like black, like Whoopi Goldbergs.
The red ones are bad, but they just appear as, like... middle-aged white dudes.
All of them are named John.
Christopher Lloyd. Did you catch him?
It's not like they were hiding him. You know who I did catch? Mike from Breaking Bad was in that, though.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's the security guard at the hospital. And he knows, like, oh, wow, Jonathan Banks was in this.
A vaguely young Jonathan Banks.
Side note, don't you guys watch The Wire? Or did?
Yes. I mean, it's been gone.
Who's the main person that it's...
Dominic West?
That Ray it's McNulty. Off of.
I mean, there's not like a star.
There's not
like
a main
character.
I would say McNulty's the main character.
Dominic West, like a British dude, is the main character. Are you talking about Michael B. Jordan?
Or are you talking about
the guy in real life? Whoever the guy in real life was.
Oh, the real Bubbles or whatever? The real.
There's only a couple of them are based on real people.
Because the one. I know a former Baltimore detective, he told me recently that he actually arrested that guy.
So oh, really?
If you look up his name. Oh. He is showing with the arrest. So I acted like I knew what The Wire was about.
You start talking about it, and someone started throwing quotes at you, and you're just like, I didn't.
I was hoping he wouldn't ask about any plot points.
Like, yeah, crab cake, you know. It was in there, right? It had to have been Baltimore.
Oh, man, that is one of those scenes I can't watch anymore where Bunk and McNulty are just having beer and crabs in the interrogation room, because every time I see it, I'm like, fuck, I really want to just like spend like $100 just get a shit ton of crabs and beer. Just
seems like a lot of work.
Yeah.
Those hammers and everything.
It's easily the most tedious thing of food you can possibly get, but like once I see it, I just really want it.
Crab legs are really good. And I've still never had like crab cake or...
No, I don't even really like them. I've tried them.
Don't you just get it at the Chinese place?
Well, we used to before we...
We haven't been there.
Before our palates finally, I think
we're past that. At least like 3 or 4 years. I mean, we should still do it when Christmas.
When Sean's here, we'll probably go back.
Yeah, I mean, and they are open Christmas because they're Chinese and they don't celebrate Christmas.
I think because they just realized, like, oh, we can make a lot of money that day.
Super racist time.
Oh, hurrah. They probably do talk. I mean, they know they do. I know Jeff. He works there.
It'd be great, like, just judging, like, the black guy that stood in line and took, like, a whole plate of the crab legs as soon as they brought it out. Like, you motherfucker, I was gonna do the exact same thing.
That's what it was.
You just stood up there, like, you beat me to it. Early bird got the worm.
They definitely have no shame about, like, clearly being like, alright, it's been 10 minutes since the last crab legs came out, new one's coming out. Yeah. I'm just gonna hover over this.
I paid for crab legs. That's the only reason I'm here.
And I'm like, well, you're a real fuck. Couldn't do much about that, though.
When's the last time you had shellfish, Terry?
I've never had shellfish.
Well, shellfish is like lobster, crab leg,
I don't know shrimp. That I've ever had it. I'm sure I had like a piece from Mom at some point when I was younger, but I'm never sure liked
Uncle
it.
Mike probably needed to have an oyster at some
Uncle
point,
Mike too. Took us to a place where we had like scallops wrapped in bacon.
I feel like I would have chickened out and like did the land lovers section.
I think you like ordered it and kids then you were like, I don't know about this.
It's so slimy.
Oh, but it's so like a good scallop wrapped in bacon is so good. It's definitely like eating like something way below you on the evolutionary chart. Like, this is everything.
I feel like, don't they pee on each other in the ocean and stuff? I don't know. It feels gross.
They pee on each other and like directly onto each other?
I feel like in the ocean it's all mixed in. Like when you pee in a pool, like you can't get away like. From it.
Well, I mean, yes. Everything eventually leads back to the ocean. Urine and feces included. It's pretty large. It dissipates.
Like a marinade.
Yeah. Tasty marinade.
Did you know? Oh, I'm sorry. Real quick fact. Did you know lobsters don't age? Like, as far as they can tell, like, they don't deteriorate the older they get.
I thought you meant, like, they were all immortal.
Yeah, they're richer than timeless.
Wow. How did we not stop these things?
It's like eras of the same lobster in your life. Like, it's a baby.
Thank God we killed
them. Mom is a baby. Like, what the?
Thank God we came around and started killing those things. They had taken over the earth.
But they don't deteriorate through their life. The only thing that, you know, besides being eaten.
That makes sense, though, the shell. Like, the hard shell, like...
But doesn't literally age. They still have, like, tendons and stuff. But those don't deteriorate with age at all. They stay, like, at their peak. What usually kills them, besides getting eaten, is, I guess, molting their exoskeleton and creating a new one is, like, a very arduous process. It's kind of Russian roulette. Sooner or later, it's going to be too much stress for you.
Kind of like taking dumps when you get old. Just eventually your heart explodes.
I hope not. What a...
Way to go.
I need one of you to drag me off the can and make sure that's not how the paramedics
go. Oh, it's definitely going to be a Tywin Lannister wedding where everyone's going to be like, why does he smell so much? Be like, funeral, rather. It's like, sorry, everybody. I just didn't. He died on the toilet.
I know he left me his life insurance and specifically asked to be cremated. Viewing.
Yeah. He said, you can have the rest. Just please pay for a nurse to clean my ass so I don't smell at my own.
Here's $100,000. Please make sure that happens.
And I clearly said, well, he's dead. No judging now.
Who knows what he wanted, really?
Would you diaper Mikey if he needed it?
Diaper him? Like, he's so invalid, he needs me to literally...
But that's the only invalid thing, though, for some reason. He just can't...
Rest me, I'm still snappy and dynamic.
Like, he still has all of his...
I just poop in a black bag.
Still has all of his wit to him, he just can't shit unless it's into his own pants.
I just don't see this Republican field clearing out. Oh, Christopher, could you change my diaper?
Again? Why do I keep beating you this much?
Why are you in the back... I'm, like, in the backyard building a... fence and everything, like, I don't know why, just like making it to the toilet, it's just too tough.
That's a pretty rough situation. That's the situation where I'm like, I really hope Mikey finds a girl, had some kids, and I could put that stress on them.
Yeah, or saved enough money if he didn't do the first two. We could pay somebody else to do this.
God, the love of God, please.
That's definitely something you want to pay a stranger to do.
Wasn't that was like the big thing when grandma started to go. It was like mom was like, you know, she was the closest daughter that grandma had, so the duty fell on mom to be like, all right, you know, it makes her grandma gets a bath. Like, I need to like handle all that aspect of it.
I don't think she ever really did that.
She did that a couple times, I
remember.
I think
maybe a couple, yeah. I think once she eventually
went to the nursing home, I don't think she needed it anymore.
Yeah.
There were a couple times I know she had to help her with that. And it's like...
Don't worry, Terry. It's right around the corner.
I have plans to move. Far away. Like, continents away.
She's like, I hear Africa's pretty nice this time of year. No, you can go with Mom. That way, she dies, you can just toss her outside.
I'm much more New Zealand person.
You saw that video of the big explosion in China? I'm moving there. That's real estate pretty cheap.
It's pretty good right now. I was actually going to do it. I didn't manage to plan a time, but I was going to fashion a button that said Hero and just stick it to my chest and wait for you to comment on it. Because I definitely did an act that I...
Could still do it.
...believe is heroic. I went to go give Scotia a bath this past Friday, and I waited to take my dump until after I gave her the bath.
She wouldn't have cared.
What were you afraid the dog would do?
Like, she'd have to smell.
That's enough!
She's just like, oh! She already acts pretty sad when you give her a bath.
Yeah.
Like, it's very much like, what are you doing to me? And I'm like, stop making me feel like I'm a child predator or something like that. Just enjoy the bath.
She's just like, go ahead and do it, Daddy. Like, no, that's
I'm just
not
throwing
like that.
Avocado shampoo on you. Stop crying and shaking so much. You were supposed to love water. It's said in your bio, you love water.
Water dog, the term, was thrown around quite a few times.
Loves pools, I believe was the first point on your fucking dog.com profile.
Do you think that she'd be sad for herself having to smell it, or for you?
I think so. I didn't worry about myself too much. I was really concerned with her, hence the hero tag. This in Avengers, I think, really cemented me as a hero to this family in the past year. I feel, at least. You're giving me a lot of judgmental looks, I'm guessing, maybe, or...
Still.
Considering...
Well, the family, we weren't there. What are you...
Well,
dog can't even corroborate this story. I mean...
They took a giant dog! They were up before!
What a monster! Like, it's quiet up there, Scotia. Pump, pump, pump. You be quiet, girl. Like, you'll get another bath tonight. It shouldn't be a threat. It should be a treat for you.
Sitting on a big one.
Water dog my ass.
Yeah, she's already not getting as many baths as she should, so it's a really...
It's
such a drama queen.
It's... I was like, I'm going to make this nice for her. I'm going to give her, like, a pepperoni ahead of time. Make it pretty enjoyable.
I thought you were going to, like, put candles.
No. Like, I'm not going to give her a romantic for, like, come on, Scotia.
Some Lionel Richie.
Like a linen bath, like a silk bathrobe. Like, for me, like, come on, girl. We're going to have fun. Bubble bath. No, I gave her, like, a pepperoni. Like, I gave it to her, and she, like... I guess she must have just figured something was up already. I don't know if she heard maybe the bath running.
Yeah, she hears that water and she's like...
And she was like sitting in her bed, did not eat the pepperoni. So I was like, all right, fine. I'm going to up the ante. Got a mozzarella cheese stick, like one of those. Gave her like, let her have a bite of those. She clearly ate it. And I was like, come on now. She's like, no, not following with you. You can drop that cheese off here, big boy, but I'm not following you. So I got her leash out to actually drag her in there. But then she just thinks she's going out on a walk and I felt like a monster if I didn't take her out on one. So I took her out on a real quick walk, bring her back inside. I'm like, she's excited now. She gets to, you know, she's had her walk in. I'm like, all right, now I'll drag you into the bathroom. And it's very cool. Like, what's happening now? Why? I'm like, it was your birthday. You've had such a great day.
I'll give you a hero for that. Not for you.
You got two treats. You got a walk in. This is ridiculous. Go just get a goddamn bath.
No, you got to pick her up and drop her in. That's the only way it's happening.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, I still bear in the last mark from the last time I've had Scotia.
She doesn't get, like, that buck wild.
No, but...
Once you get her up, then she's already kind of like, just do it.
Just do it, motherfucker!
Look me in the eyes!
We took Hershey to the groomer, and the entire hour she was there, she screamed. Like, the wailing sound, and actually woke the baby up that was there.
Wow.
So we tried to leave in a hurry after that.
They were like, ma'am, can you please not bring your... annoying zombie siren here again.
Why are we dyeing her grays, ma'am? Who cares?
I've asked about that, but apparently it'd be more work than I think
it would. Like, that's a couple $1,000, actually.
Apparently involves bleach, which is odd, because you think it wouldn't with dyeing white, but I wanted specifically pink, so.
Just buy for men and just see what happens.
Yeah. It's kind of like Travis's
super toxic.
Kind of like Travis's experimental. Let's just see how we can squeeze our anal glands on YouTube and go with that.
And they don't even have to do it from the inside, so I don't know what Travis was doing that day.
No.
They can do it from the outside. So I don't know what per video Travis was watching on anal glands, but he did it incorrectly, and that's why Hershey got traumatized, I think.
It's pretty intimidating. All right, Mikey. $10,000 you have to squeeze out Hershey's anal glands.
And you don't have to do it from the inside.
Yeah, $10,000, that's not that bad.
Now, what if you had to do it from the inside?
$10,000, that's still not that bad.
Now, what does that mean from the inside? Like, you had to literally just, like, go up her butt and, like, poke pin, like,
pop such a small dog.
Inside. Yeah, you just put your, I don't know how many fingers you can fit.
I can't imagine.
Oh my God. The whole fist, just boom. Thundercats, go!
I'm gonna make you my sock puppet.
No, but then you just squeeze the glands and they express out. But you can do it from the outside, apparently, by putting enough pressure on them.
She's pretty small. It wouldn't, like...
She's Odie wily,
would,
though.
Odie would be, like, that's not worth $10,000.
He's pretty complacent, though.
Really?
I feel like if you get him enough food, give him, like, a couple of tennis balls ahead of time, play with him a bit, I feel like that would be worth it.
No, he's the worst kind of victim. He just wants the attention to begin with.
Oh.
Like, he's not going to say anything afterwards. It was all good.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
$10,000? Are you doing Hershey's anal glands for $10,000?
Yeah, I think I'd do just about any of those. I might do a couple of those dogs and still call it for $10,000.
Simultaneously? Yeah, I'm really like, going to have to work for this.
I'm like, Casey and Odie, $10,000? Yeah, we'll do a package deal. Get in on that. $10,000 is a lot of moolah. For like, what is...
I'll throw in Diesel as a freebie.
Nah, that's three dogs now. Now I'm be the sucker. No, that's a lot of money for what I assume is only a day's worth of work.
It's like 5 minutes,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah. I mean, it's gas to get up there, but I suppose I can write that off as a business expense. They're like, business expense, sir? Yes, my business of squeezing out my sister's dog's anal glands for absurd amounts of money from some anonymous bet of some kind. But like, I guess that's a career.
So the box that said canine procedure, which you decided not to check, you instead checked other and filled out this whole thing about anal glands.
I wanted the tax form to be as accurate as humanly possible.
Transparency. That's what I was going for, Your Honor.
Yeah. I'm trying not... I don't want to be like a church, all right? I want to fill out my tax information quite clearly and visibly. Thank you very much. Hashtag hero.
John Oliver.
Sid actually got the response now that IRS is getting a lot of backlash to actually start auditing churches now.
Yeah. Not did really. You call the number?
No, I didn't call the number or send a check into the website.
It's like 5 minutes. The number is pretty funny, though.
I'll have to check that out. It is pretty good. I do like John Oliver's show a lot. If only for the fact that when he goes on those big things, it usually ends with some way of him saying, I've done something to
he look commits.
Into this. Like, you know, I'm putting some effort in rather than just a report on it.
Yeah.
So I'm digging for that.
Super catchy theme song, too.
Well, that seems to be another opening.
What's the next time? Definitely.
Yes.
No. Let's start with a little bit.
Now, it's a...
I could do without the musical numbers at the end every time, though. Or there seems like there's always, like, some big, like...
There's always a bit.
Bunch of extras usually. And props and...
I'm fine with that, though, because usually that connects in some way to what he did earlier in the episode. So I'm usually pretty okay with that. I think I'm also able to enjoy it a lot more because it's one episode a week.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, I can easily be like, you know, a half hour, you know, Monday afternoon, Monday night to catch up on John Oliver. I could do that as opposed to Conan or, you know, Jon Stewart where it was like four episodes every week.
Yeah. You have to commit yourself.
Yeah. Although you watch, was Trevor...
That start already? Trevor Noah?
I don't think it started, but it's going to be starting soon.
At some point, I'll give it a shot. I've seen maybe like 3 or 4 Daily Shows in the last year. Like, it's pretty rare I actually remember to watch. I always like it. I just never think to watch it. Yeah. So.
I don't watch it.
I'm not that excited about him, but I haven't seen much.
I really know judge nothing him. About him whatsoever, so.
He was on the BBC like a month ago, but...
Crazy enough, Jon Stewart's first gig.
Okay, I'm going to guess neither of you have been watching Up Late with Larry Wilmore or whatever the...
No, I didn't watch
Colbert.
The black dude that took the old Colbert spot.
No.
It's not bad. It's very black.
I mean, that's, you know, it's not a problem. You know, contrary to what the stories say. Contrary to rumors.
Contrary to your movie watching history.
Because you didn't see Straight Outta Compton.
I did not see Straight Outta Compton. And I will follow that up by saying I may have watched the whitest movie instead.
Buckaroo Banzai. It's got to be up there.
Buckaroo Banzai. This makes Buckaroo Banzai look like a Wu-Tang concert. I watched My Dinner with Andre last weekend.
I've heard of it. Is it good?
It is...
From the 70s? Or
early 80s. 81, I think. With the one guy from
Andre the Giant.
Princess Bride.
Andre the Giant.
Well, the shorter guy who was with Andre.
My Lunch with Andre the Giant.
Yeah, Andre the Giant.
Oh, the guy that voices Rex from Toy Story?
Yeah, that guy. Yeah,
I forget his name.
Yeah, if you can't remember it. But no, it is a very... It's an insightful movie. It is absurdly pretentious, though. The entirety of the movie is two guys having dinner and having like a long discussion about humanity, culture, and the way things are going. And it's, you know, both characters are like involved in the arts. One's a playwright, one's a famous director of plays. And the guy who's a famous director of plays is like very, not eccentric, but he's very like, kind of reminds me a little bit of Uncle Bob, like, and then he has like these long, like, clearly very long stories. It's
lengthy.
It's absurdly lengthy. Like, once you get to the end, there are some good quotes and stuff in there, and stuff to like stop
swifting your wine around.
Yeah, like, I mean, I definitely am not helping the image by drinking wine at this point. Wine I've heated up because it's a, you know, it's a specialty flavor.
Some people have had the nerve to call me, imagine the impertinence, uptight.
Is this the hipster movie you were referring to?
Yeah, it's definitely.
Oh, is it part of the hipster phase now?
I saw it because it was recommended on the Flophouse, and I wanted to give it a try. It seemed interesting. And I still am not, like, upset that I watched it.
Is it on Netflix?
It might be. I watched it for free on YouTube. The whole movie was, like, available there.
Contributing. That's nice of you.
Chris was getting more hipster.
I actually was going to ask about that. How much am I scaling on a score of hipster do you think at this point?
At this exact moment, pretty high.
Why I'm wearing MeUndies.
With your wine glass with no stem.
And... To point it out, that's really a practical reason.
Even the notepad, I don't know.
The notepad's just to keep... Like,
I know, but like with the leg crossed and the wine.
There's tables right here. Talking about this stupid movie from the 80s. Yeah. 81. It's a classic in its own way. Part of a trilogy. It's a good one. Would you consider it also hipster of me if you ask my faith, I describe it as agnostic atheist?
No.
Okay. I always thought
I find it more hipster that there's like three of those chai latte things in the fridge.
Only one.
Do you have wooden glasses yet?
No. Okay. I don't have wooden glasses. I feel like
I almost did buy a wooden watch.
Actually, the wooden glasses look really cool too.
Did I?
Come on. What? I feel like I'm like a.
I mean, this whole basement went for a very wood kind of look.
It's all browns. If you were to grade me on like a hipster scale, like 10's Marc Maron, 1's, I don't know.
Oh, 10's Marc Maron. Like 10 I thought was like the guy that rides a unicycle in New York City.
Well, yeah. Like, cause I'm thinking like, I don't
the guy that owns like a steampunk bar in the village. I don't
have like a wacky mustache or anything like that. I don't own that much flannel.
I feel that if you thought you could pull off a wacky mustache, you would try for it though.
If 10's Marc Maron, you're a 7.
Okay, well, let's say 10.
But if 10's like the king of hipsters, you're like a 5.
We're going to say 10's that guy who used to ride around Harrisburg on that sitting down bicycle.
Oh my god. It was so dangerous.
It was dangerous. I thought that was more like weird athletics.
I think that was hipster before hipster was cool, though.
Like a fitness hipster, definitely.
Okay. I'm a fitness hipster?
That guy. No, the guy on the bike.
I was going to say, I do.
Risking his life by riding below like anyone's eye level that's driving a car.
As you say, like, I do handstands and push-ups most of the time. How is that hipster?
It's kind of hipster. Handstands. Yeah. Like this is a dude's workout plan?
Yeah.
It's got you doing handstands?
Handstand practice? Can you support your own body weight with your hands?
I doubt it.
Not since I was like 10.
Do some pull-ups.
It's pretty good. It's good. It helps, you know, it's a real workout for the upper arms, for the old biceps. Get that in there. And every so often, when you fail... You make a pretty big mess of it.
Oh, I hear about it. Yeah. Now that I'm thinking about it, it's like, I have heard like random crashes.
There are times where you'll just hear like 180 pounds of pure shit hitting the ground. That's me failing a handstand. Pretty rough.
You're like a 5.
5? I'm actually pretty comfortable with a 5. I feel like in today's culture, if anything, that makes me more acceptable. Maybe.
But he's bigger than me, right, Terry?
Yeah, you're like a 3.
Sweet. That's what I'm comfortable with.
I guess.
Christopher's always got to be trendy.
7 years younger, brother. It just means I'm more in touch with today's
youth. Still in my 20s.
Yeah, I'm just in touch with today's youth.
Unlike my iPod.
Everyone's just like, really? You're going to be in touch with today's youth while you're drinking wine out of a stemless glass? And
talk about your dinner with Andre.
My dinner with Andre. It's a classic movie. I've actually, like, I definitely should have, like, because the rest of my list is, like, more movies that I've just wanted to see for a really long time and haven't, like, lost in translation.
Oh, excellent.
Goodfellas. Like, just movies I should have seen by this point, but I started to list off with, like, the two
movies. You haven't seen Goodfellas?
I've seen bits and pieces, but never the whole movie. Mm. But this is definitely, like, I started off with the two most weird picks that I had at the top. So, it should be more normal, I think, going from here in.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And it saves me, like, the $10 a month for the movie theater. I can get, like, $3 usually. That's how much Buckaroo Banzai cost to rent, so...
We used to have such a pimp walk through that movie theater. Everyone's like, you're on a podcast. Here's a free popcorn.
Well, that's because it's your eighth visit.
But... That's because you've been here a lot.
Unrelated.
That's because it's the fourth time you've seen Inside Out. But...
And then you take, like, your points, too. Like, if I went to a movie with them.
Do you have a card?
No, but you'd, like, throw yours in front of me.
Well,
like,
then why waste them?
I'm always, because I go,
it
like.
It's just the urgency in which he did it that always took me back. He would be
like, I'm more offended that you would even possibly consider letting them go to waste.
And I don't think he's ever, like, insisted on mine. I've usually had to say something like, do you want these? Because I make it to the movie maybe three times a year. It's a waste for me to have that club.
I think Mikey just doesn't go a whole lot. We went him a couple more times. Like, when I had Frankenstein, I was like, let's not let these go to waste. Let's get as much out of this visit as we can.
Let's try and salvage some of this. That movie. That we haven't even seen yet.
Ugh. Another classic that is... Would it be the worst... What's the worst movie you've ever seen?
Mm. This is Terry. This is Welcome to the Dollhouse, Blood and Donuts.
Welcome to the Dollhouse was Cemetery, critically man. Acclaimed. I feel like if we watch that now, we get
it. I feel like that was mostly Roger Ebert, who did make the movie, too.
It's hard to say. I haven't done a lot of research on it. I don't know. Blood and Donuts was really bad, from what I remember. I haven't watched it since Christmas.
Cemetery Man.
Cemetery Man was bad. It just depends on what your definition of bad is.
Have you watched Cemetery Man again?
No.
You just can't bring yourself to it. Like, there's no way this
is
going to
be good. I gave
you
the DVD for it.
I know. I just haven't... You have to be in a mood for that. And I haven't gotten to that place yet.
You weren't
yet.
With it with Mom on the weekend? Like, Mom, let's watch a big, giant piece of crap.
But we did. Crystal Meth. It just wasn't that movie. It was Kim Basinger's The 11th Hour, because it's her most recent release.
Oh, no. I haven't heard of it.
Yeah, so we pulled it up, and I'm like, Mom, you want to watch? $3.99, by the way. And it is the most stupid piece of shit. No, it wasn't. It was horrible.
Oh, you still have to pay for the Comcast?
Some movies we do, some...
Oh,
no,
okay.
That was
but for this turd...
But for this turd we did. Which, in a nutshell, she can't have a baby, so she enlists the help of a dwarf to help kidnap a baby.
Oh.
Dwarf later dies... And then she, who for 4 months was in some hostel type of thing, does end up getting knocked up, and she's...
Despite being 50?
She's, right, exactly. I think when I did the math, she had her first kid at 42. And that kid is like 18 now. She's like 60.
Oh, wow.
She's like Mom's age.
Yeah, she probably is.
And so it was weird that she was even cast in the movie, but then at the end, she smiles when she finds out she's pregnant. So apparently all that shit was worth having this baby for.
I mean, she had, what, 8 miscarriages? What's to say this won't be the 9th?
But at the end, it shows a photo album during the credits of the kid growing up, so you know that it grows up.
So is the dwarf Peter Dinklage? Or...
It's not, which
that's
is weird.
That's good to see. That, like, there's other dwarfs are getting acting work.
And he did a good job. I mean, he didn't, you know...
Is it Warwick Davis?
I have no idea who that is. The name wasn't
Willow.
Life's Too Short. Is that the same one?
Yeah, Life's Too Short. Willow. He was in Star Trek. He's and Lord of the Rings.
No.
Or the Harry Potter movies. Whatever. It's like the only two dwarfs who are alive whose names you might know.
Vern Troyer, I guess, would be the other one.
He's dead.
Is he?
Mini-Me?
I'm pretty sure
Mini-Me's
dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he did die.
But the infuriating
He decided to just dump alcoholism on top of being a dwarf, too. So, like, all the things your body's like...
And a career that was just going away, too.
Yeah.
But in the movie, the infuriating part is... that at one point she leaves her car to go look for the dwarf, and the dwarf runs in behind her, gets in the car, and speeds away. And that is total bullshit because he did not have pedal extenders. There's no way he would have hit the gas.
It was his car?
No, hers.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't... Unless...
Bullshit! And there was no goof mentioned in IMDb about it.
Really?
So I think I'm going to be the first to post in it.
You better get on that, Terry.
I was furious, and I was, like, saying it to Mom.
Before we drop this, definitely.
She was sleeping. And I was like, Mom, wake up! Did you see that dwarf?
Mom, this is horseshit. You punch her in the mouth.
It's pronounced dwarf, honey.
Is it? I always forget what the correct term...
I feel like a dwarf
I thought it was a little person, no matter what.
I think
little person's for midgets. Dwarves, I think, are still okay with the term dwarf. Because everyone calls Peter Dinklage a dwarf. That'd be pretty shitty if that's, like, calling
him
the N-word.
They call him a dwarf, I think, mostly because that's what they call him in the show.
But I I could be wrong, but I think dwarves are still okay. Midgets want
to
be called midgets.
Supposed I know midget is supposed to be an offensive term. I say supposed to. It really is a condescending way to say it. I know that that's like the derogatory term, at least to them.
I thought people didn't like little person though.
I would be more offended by little person.
I guess, but like, I don't know.
Like,
what
you're not a fool person.
That's really qualifying person. Yeah.
Like, I don't know what the syntax behind.
I prefer nothing. How about short?
Middle midget is though. And I don't know if that's.
Oh, I don't know. One of them, like, the torso is the size of a normal person.
No, I just mean, I don't know what the root of the word midget, like, comes from. So maybe there's some derogatory meaning in that. Mm. Or if they're just like, no, it sounds like, it's like a word that sounds like, you know, the other taboo word. So that's why we don't like it.
I feel like as a society, we kind of, I mean, maybe on, like, the news they'll say it. But, like, in general speaking, no one's going to be like, well, it's a little person, you're still going to say midget. I think the same with tranny. That's like, they're like, no, we're not trannies. It's like, that's just caught on. That's a lot catchier than transsexual, whatever.
Post-op,
pre-op.
You're opening up a can of worms there, brother. Have you ever gotten, when's the last time you've, have you ever like said something that someone's like told you, like, that's you, you've offended me? Has anyone ever called
you?
No,
people I think have given up saying something to me about it. It doesn't seem to change anything. I tone it down at work.
I say, I don't know, because that's like the thing, especially with the, you know, whenever you do like any kind of comedy online or something like that, it's hard to go about without.
We say gay a lot.
I don't think gays necessarily. I try not to say gay as a insult or like a, you know, like as a synonym for dumb or stupid. It probably still slips out.
Yeah.
But just saying like someone like, oh, that's, he's gay, I don't think that's supposed to be derogatory. Well, if you refer to him as a gay, I guess it would be.
No, but, like, when you're talking about your music selections?
No, that is gay, as in that is extremely flaming and homosexual.
I thought you were going to try and say happy.
No,
like,
no.
Festive.
I'm like, it's just quite jubilant, really. No, I say my music taste is gay because it is exactly what I imagine a dude who's pounding dick and stallions is listening to at the same time. He's like, oh, welcome to the Black Parade just came on when I was a young man.
It's definitely the guy dancing in a box at the gym is probably got more than his share of Miley Cyrus and Lady Gaga on there. As do I, sir. Toast to you.
Yes. Pop princess, sir. Nah, I don't... it's tough.
I didn't tell you. Oh, sorry.
No, finish.
Last night, I couldn't figure out how to set up a playlist on my iTunes. It just wouldn't let me do it with, like, any... It only let me do it with, like, the last 6 songs I bought. So I was like, well, shit, I guess I'm just going to have to put it on the iPod and play Russian Roulette for the night and put it on shuffle.
How'd it go?
Of course, like, it's all heavy metal, and then the 2 black guys, my black friends, show up, and it's Miley Cyrus immediately.
Oh, that is great.
Did they say anything?
No, they were too nice, which is surprising. But I work with one, so I may definitely hear about this later.
If not, I might try to find out his email address to message him. Like, you better get Mikey shit about this. What Miley Cyrus song even was it? Since You've Been
See
Gone,
you again.
Or See You Again.
No.
That's the only good one.
It's a better one.
He's like, no, it's more recent. I'm like, ooh, Wrecking Ball?
No, a little bit before that.
Not any from the movie, was it? Have you seen the movie?
It starts with her saying Rock Lobster.
The Climb?
Or rap Lobster or something. Lobster. She makes a lot of comparisons to herself being a gangster. Is it still right there?
Good lord, I have no idea. You've actually had me stumped on the Miley Cyrus track.
Let's move on. Who cares? Not a big deal. Rock what were you saying? That's what's important.
What was your train of thought on? No, I came right. I think I was just mentioning it's, it's easy to offend people online right now. Particularly for those ticky-tack terms that are now like, a group of people are like, you know, I want you to refer to me as this or don't use that word. It's like, it's like a press release went out.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know about it sometimes, so. Try to be as nice as I can, but.
The worst.
I'm not like you. I try not to throw the F word around too often on podcasts.
It doesn't happen all the time.
Once an episode?
Is it?
It's maybe not. It's definitely like once every 3 is how it probably averages.
Statistically,
out
we have to have, what, 20 gay fans, so.
But they've stopped. They messaged me, all of them.
The worst I ever did was
stationary.
I was working at a Bon-Ton in like the clothing department, and it was I was a cashier, and it was some like another chick cashier working next to me, and there was a lady that was like a manager there that was really pretty, except her face. Like, you can tell she had really bad acne in high school, and she had kind of that Tommy Lee Jones thing going on.
Epoxy.
Yeah. And we were talking about her, and she brought it up first. It's like, yeah, it's a shame about her face, because she's really pretty. And I was like, yeah, her face is like 9/11, bombed out and depleted or something. I was like, and it was maybe 2 months after 9/11 happened. And she was just like, no, stop. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. She's like, no, don't even talk. Just please walk away.
Were you ashamed of yourself? Were you like,
yes? It was pretty bad, yeah. I couldn't look at her for a couple days. I was like, oh, I mistimed that. Too soon? Like, you didn't even have to say too soon, because it was obviously.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you writing that down?
That seems like a good episode topic name. Title.
That's by far the worst one I've ever had, or the worst reaction.
That is a pretty, like, just heinous kind of, that's really quite the response.
But I thought it was funny at the time. I definitely,
I mean, like, I laugh now. Like, yeah. It's pretty amusing. Knowing it was, like, what, like, November 12th?
Yeah, she's like, I think I said compared it to the wreckage of 9/11. It's all craters and jagged rocks. And...
Dear God. I mean, it's 14 years later and some people wouldn't make that joke. And you, it's, like...
Hey, we might... Statistically, we'll probably lose at least one person. I feel like your first 9/11 joke, you definitely lose somebody. Like, too soon, forever!
I mean, the most offensive
joke... How long did you wait after 9/11 before making a 9/11 joke to somebody?
I'm sure it was a lot sooner than it probably should have been. I know for a while what I used to do. I found this one photo online, and I used to like send it to people. It was of a chessboard, and half the pieces were the World Trade Centers, and the other half of the pieces were airplanes.
Really?
And I was like, oh, that's so offensive, so I'd send it to a lot of people. They're like, look at this.
That's awesome.
No, the closest I can think of is I remember my senior year of history class. I don't know if you remember, there was a period I was trying to be, like, really into being, like, political, and I had, like, I had copies of Newsweek and Time that I would read, and I was trying to act like I knew anything about the world.
In high school?
Yeah, in high school, my senior year. I was trying to act like I knew shit about politics, and every so often we'd get, like, speakers in and things like that, and I'd ask them questions, and, like, looking back, they were the douchiest questions. Like, we had someone running for local governor here. Or not local, but like a fucking congressman or some local principality bullshit. And like, he, you know, he's just talking to the students. And I like ask him, like, what do you really think the environment is a real problem or something? Like, it's some like bullshit question. Like, do you really think we're like solving it? Or what do you think we could do? Are you going to do anything about it? He's like, yeah, sure. And like, I remember being like, I was the guy that was like, got him or something like that. Like, yeah, you don't have an answer. Yeah. And then we had one of the kids... I don't want to mention the family's name just so they don't catch stuff for it, but it's a family that went through Holy Name. One of the kids came to our class and like mentioned how he's like, yeah, I went to D.C. and posed as a homeless. I lived a homeless lifestyle for a couple days, so you know, I didn't go anywhere. I lived down the street, ate people's like leftover food, and like the next day, like the teacher asked like what we all thought about it, and I like remember raising my hand and just being like, you know, not for nothing, it's really hard to take much credit for a guy who. Like, is saying, like, what a rough world he lives in when you're like, you're a rich white boy who did this life for 3 days. Like, I really can't take too much stock in that. I remember, like, the teacher being like, interesting. One girl just be like, you're a monster. But then, because my teacher actually gave me props for both of those. Like, he was just like, good on you for being smart. He was, like, a real Republican kind of guy. So I guess he liked the fact that I was just like, I'm taking it to him. I'm the Glenn Beck of our school.
Who's your teacher?
Mr. Marks? It was a younger guy. I'm sure he wasn't there when we were there. But I just remember when 9/11 came around that year, or I guess it must have been the next year.
2001.
Like, yeah. No, when like the anniversary for it came up, I was like, why do we have to like stop and hold like a convention for this and like everybody stand outside? And he was just like, I've agreed with you on a lot, Christopher, but I can't stand with you on this.
Oh wow.
And I was just like, oh, okay. Touche. It was
awkward.
Yeah, it was a little awkward. Did either of you ever write for the paper
in
McDevitt? I was a...
I wrote like a...
The Twin Towers.
They had like some shitty like jeers and cheers section. I think I wrote like submitted a couple that made it in.
Were you a peer counselor?
No, they wouldn't let me. Not after I got expelled. That
You got brought back in to reiterate. You
Not to trumpets by any means. It was like, well...
I mean, you're only out probably like a week, right? It wasn't even that long.
I missed
long.
Finals in maybe 2 weeks. It was enough that I had to do like three of them in like summer school.
No.
It's the
not that my grades were lighting the world on fire before the expulsion, so honestly, it was probably heading that direction with math and science anyway. English just went down with the ship.
Because I was going to say, I wrote on the paper my last year, and that was like the other part of my super douchey political thing, because I remember writing an article in it. Because I remember I watched a lot of Penn and Teller's bullshit mm-hmm. back in that time, too.
Oh, God. Did you have that.
Was Dr. Rempe still there?
No.
You took like a journalism class with him, didn't you?
Yeah, Dr. Rempe. He was a good teacher.
He might have been there. So I don't, like, the name sounds vaguely familiar. I don't think he was there in school, but we had like a brand new guy. He was there, I think, that year and maybe the year after that, and then he was gone. But I wrote for the paper that year, and I wrote like an article once that was very heavily like, global warming isn't happening.
Yeah.
And it was the most pretentious and douchey version of it. Like, I think I threw in a joke that was just like, you know, at one point we had global cooling, but obviously it's Republican. They're evil space SUVs that are destroying the atmosphere on Jupiter to explain their global warming issues as well. Harumph. And, like, getting high fives from a couple teachers. And they were definitely the ones who were smarter. Like, you could tell, like, the teachers who were there because they were like, oh, I'm a Republican Catholic. And then the ones who were like, I'm here because I'm a good teacher. Mm-hmm. Those were the ones who definitely gave me, like, the sad, like, oh, what are you doing there?
I can't even say you tried, kid.
What an embarrassment you just did.
Did you just see, like, the Al Gore thing, or...?
I've never even seen that. I think I just watched a lot of Penn and Teller, and I just felt like, oh, fucking global warming can't possibly be real. Like,
that's when you were douchey, though.
I was extreme.
Because he based everything off the Penn and Teller shit.
I mean, I'll admit, they did have pretty good shows, but yeah, it was definitely, like, I watched one person's side of the argument, and yeah, I based everything. I just assumed that they were right on everything, because they were pretty funny about it. And they showed titties in their shows.
I remember, it might have been Sean Toon. It was somebody that was like, because you were talking about bullshit all the time, and how great it was. Someone's like, isn't Penn Teller gay? And you're like, eh, he's blowing a couple guys or something. He's bisexual.
I forget exactly what he is. Definitely bisexual. But
you just like dismissed it so quick. Like, he's banged a couple guys. Whatever. Who cares? Get over it, Sean.
Things happen. Doesn't take away from his point just because he's gobbling on a dick when he says it.
They haven't done an episode about blowing people, so.
There were a lot of dick-related episodes.
Yeah.
I know there was a circumcision episode that just started with penises everywhere. Like a tantric sex episode.
We're trying to like turn the volume down. You accidentally hit the favorite button.
It's super loud. No.
Like Milhouse when they're showing that episode of Itchy and Scratchy, and like the big muscular dog walks by at the beach with like no shirt, and Nelson just hits his button 10 times for like boop 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 boop.
My kid's going off the charts.
Off the charts with Hunk Dog.
Now I wrote an article. I remember hit in religion class that year. And that was like the year I kind of gave up being Catholic because, like, I had that Mrs. Finice.
Difficult at a Catholic school.
I know, right? But I had Mrs. Finice, and she made us write articles on. She'd like give us articles that like were written in the Catholic Digest on various topics, and then what we had to do was we had to write like a 1-page summary on the article, and then write like a page afterwards that was our response to it. And some of them we got were just like super offensive at the time. Like, we got one, and that's like the one that always rings to mind, is it was, you can't consider yourself Catholic and vote for a candidate who supports gay marriage. And this is while one of my best friends was an open lesbian, and she was in our classroom, and just like, she's like parroting this thing, like, you can't be gay, you can't be supporting gay marriage and consider yourself Catholic. You're like, oh, this is super awkward for fucking, I don't want to use her name, so we'll call her Dykey McGee. I think I actually...
No, too obvious. D. McGee.
Yeah, D. McGee. Dyke M. I think I actually have the article. If you want, I could pull it out. It's a classic piece of literature.
Now, is this your response to the article?
Yeah, it was the response to it.
Yeah, I'd love to see your literary skills.
All right, well, you guys vamp for a moment. I'll just go grab that.
So
Sinister 2 was good?
Sinister 2 was good up until the point where they had a torture of putting a pot over someone's stomach and a rat was underneath it.
Oh.
And then putting hot coal on the pot so the rat ate its way out. Because you could see, like, I felt everyone in the audience, like, why the fuck is there a 60-year-old woman in here watching this?
Really? Was it, like, all high school kids?
It was. Because the entire way home, Mom, when I brought her to the house, was like, spooky movie, like that type of shit. So I finally found one, and then she left the theater, and she's like, not again.
No, really?
Not again.
She can't keep up with these kids. I was like, kids.
You fucker. Like, you do this every time. Luckily, she paid for it, but. Okay, so I feel that we owned this. And I really feel that you owned this. And I don't want you to be shocked when I show it to you, but I'm like 100% sure you owned this as a kid.
It's a giant black wiener. Oh, yeah, I think I definitely did.
The Simpsons fanny pack?
Yeah.
With Bart on it going, I caramba?
Yeah, I had that. And then, because it was on sale at Ollie's, Dad bought me, it's a like a trucker hat with Marge and just a plate of something that looks like her, like a clump of her hair. And she's like, everyone loves my meatloaf.
Mikey did admit to owning the Simpsons fanny pack.
Yeah, it does sound big.
Yeah, I mean, Evan, I'll defend a fanny pack. Even though at then you have no wallet, no...
Yeah,
like, nothing to put in it, but like a pen, maybe.
Chain pocket change.
Yeah.
I did not find the report, by the way. I think it's upstairs somewhere. I'm not going to move. I thought it was just right in there. So you'll just have to go without. No, if I ever made a mystery to you.
It still seems hipstery now.
Hipstery.
Like having a nail. Yeah.
I definitely had a pair of shorts that said, eat my shorts as well.
You had a lot of Simpsons garb.
We're a pretty big Simpsons family.
Yeah. Well, you never had, like, any clothes? Like, I guess it's hard to throw a Lisa catchphrase on a shirt.
No,
that's... Damn, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
No, I had, like, the 90210 duffel bag.
I do remember that, like, super bright pink.
Dun, 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 dun.
I had, like, pictures dun, of the
dun, 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 dun. All right, was that the theme song?
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun,
yeah.
It was a catchy theme song.
It was a good theme.
Did they bring it back? Did that, like, get...
It might even still be back.
Oh, they tried to for a while, like, on CW, I think.
That sounds like a CW kind of movie. I'm surprised they haven't started, like, let's do Melrose Place again.
I think they're all 50. About that. Oh, God.
They're like, well, now we'll just do a bunch of superhero shows.
What was it? Yeah, Mom loved Melrose Place. What was it? Was it Florida or California?
California. That was the cheese incident. Do you remember? Chris, you remember?
Yeah. She told us it was the last time she was here.
Oh, okay.
She slipped on a piece of cheese. Like, she said some, like, crazy line, like, I'll get you next time.
It was dramatic, not crazy.
Slipped on a piece of cheese and everyone laughed at her.
Well, I think it was just you and Mom, to be fair.
Yeah.
It's not like it was a party.
Mrs. Hall popped in. Like,
it's not like that big party we had where Terry got caught cheating at Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego by Uncle Mike.
That was a family event, and I don't think it was that big.
And there were tons of people there.
Uncle Mike really called you on it.
Yeah, he did. That's one of the only memories where I was not a fan of Uncle Mike. I'm like, I'm pretty sure Mikey and Chris were doing a lot of douchey things, too. Maybe we should call them out.
Oh, you were the queen of cheating, though.
Yeah,
Terry would definitely, any kind of game, she could get a slight advantage.
We'll play Monopoly. I'll be the bank! Like, I bet you will.
It was just poor math skills.
And you know my math skills suck, so I'm not going to...
Terry's taking $300 every time she passes go for quite a while now.
She's like, oh, Mikey, you can be the bank. Here's $100. I need it in 50s and 20s, and I can't do that. Here, you can be the bank. You know I can't do that.
Oh, I would like it noted.
Give me a thing in nothing but divisible by 7. Like, no, here, you just do the bank.
That. I checked my credit score yesterday, and I
think... Do you want to announce this number right on the podcast?
I have a picture.
They can't use it for anything.
All right.
But my 3 scores... Ta-da!
Do you get that for free?
Very nice.
On Identity Guard, I get a quarterly statement.
Oh, is that say? Because that Credit Karma, they don't give you the Equifax one, though. Or Equal whatever. I think they, like, decide to make theirs pay. But my other 2 look like that. But then sometimes you get the Equifax one, and it's, like, 30 points lower.
You don't get how there's a difference between the 3, but...
What a turnabout for Mrs. Larry.
I know.
Definitely days. What do you think the lowest... Did you ever check what the lowest it was at any point?
No, but I remember when I was applying...
It's impossible to dip below 400, isn't it?
I don't know. It's close. I remember applying for the Scion years ago when I was dating Travis. And the guy looked at the screen, and it was Simpson episode, and it was just red when my shit came back. And he wouldn't say anything, like, what the number was. He just said, he turned to Travis and said, so how long have you two been dating?
Really?
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's super douchey, but it is pretty funny.
Really put him on the spot.
And then Travis, his... ran and he goes, this is amazing credit. This is excellent credit.
Wow, he was really...
And he
really
just a couple years outside of a divorce, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, actually, she brought his credit up.
Oh, really?
I brought it down a little bit.
It's just a smidge.
He's been working on some shit, but he's doing good. But yeah. I feel like it's probably close to yours now, if not super
It might be. Because you probably make more than I do at this point. Well, maybe I'm up there just with my Sears money.
Oh, okay. We're just taking phone calls on the podcast? You couldn't silence that?
Well, is it rude?
Are you just not going to even silence it now?
Okay, I just want Dad to know that I'm not taking the call because I'll get some
silence. Bragging about how awesome her credit is.
She's too busy.
She's like, why don't you two idiots bring up your credit scores real quick?
Like, well.
I'm just throwing it down that it's probably the highest in the
That's
world.
Awesome.
No, I mean, good for you.
If you'd asked either me or Christopher, like, 12 years ago, like, what do you think after Terry's credit's going
to
be in 2015?
After she's taking another 20 out of mom's wallet to try to pay off her cell phone, which
would
shut off
again.
On her
fourth cell phone, that's like, after well, this week was... I can receive texts, but I can't send any.
There were a lot of stipulations around texts. But after it was actually included into your wedding toast.
And I told him not to.
He did.
I gave him like
I thought I had a better vibe.
I gave
the party.
Him like I gave him like 3 days to change it. I was like, all right, I'm gonna come in with like a super nice thing at the end. You know, what do you want your last joke to be? And I remember like he threw out like
get the drum snare ready.
He threw out like the credit one, and he's like, but I probably won't go with that. I'm gonna come up with something better in the like the next couple days, and just clearly didn't. And at the moment, I remember being on the other side watching it happen, and like seeing the synapses trying to fire in his hot head of something funnier, and just be like, fuck it, shitty credit score. Like he just karate chops a block of ice afterwards, like a boom,
pyros go off. I remember thinking the whole...
I got a lot of compliments on mine afterwards, too. Like, that was really nice of you. And then a lot of, like, sharp remarks from Travis's family towards him.
Yeah, it was a lot of that. Uncle Tom definitely, like, I even heard go, like, oof.
Thank you.
But, well, I drove... I thought the way down, on the way down there, like, the 11-hour drive, because you didn't have a license at that point. I technically didn't either, but man, who knew that? But I drove him and Mom for, whatever, 11 hours. I thought, like, I'll definitely think of something on the way down. And I didn't, and it just never got there. I thought, like, surely I'll think of something amazing when we're sitting in, you know, Chick-fil-A or... No, what was the...
It was Chick-fil-A. Or, no, Popeye's. No, I'm thinking of Popeye's.
No, it's like a southern thing.
But, it's the one with the beef.
Bojangles, that's it. Yeah. We were sitting at... Bojangles is pretty legit, Terry. All the sandwiches are so little, so even if they suck, you're like, well, whatever. This is a $1.50 investment. Everything on a biscuit.
It's gross.
Do you eat biscuits? Or is that... It's very milk-based, right?
I would just say more vegetarian at this point. Yeah.
Oh, are you not even considering yourself vegan as much anymore?
I think it would be hard to really ride that ship.
A lot of vegans would call you out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would love to
saw you eat cheesecake yesterday.
I would love to go more back towards that, but I would have to say it's probably vegetarian at this time.
So you eat biscuits? Mm-hmm. Aren't they the shit?
They're the shit.
Don't you miss like a solid piece of chicken right between the biscuit or bacon?
No, I do not.
Oh, it's so good. With egg?
No, the poor little chicken? No.
No, they're so dumb. Who cares?
They're pretty ugly.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God.
I'm fine with eating the dumb ones. So Terry must have just shitted herself in anger when all the pictures of that dentist came up shooting that lion.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad they found out who he was, and I hope he's in hiding.
And did you know, the other guy they found out that does that is the owner of Jimmy John's?
Oh, is it?
There's shots of him, like, big game hunting, shooting elephants.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Actually, you know what? That's what I heard from somebody
last
night.
Yeah, like, that's what one of my friends told me last night.
But if it was true, would you be like, well, I can't eat Jimmy John's anymore?
I don't eat Jimmy John's that much anymore.
Are you still going to eat at Subway?
I still eat at Chick-fil-A. I don't really take too much stock in like what my sandwich people think of politics. Like, I do think those should be separate. Like, I've always said McDonald's could hang a sign that said, fuck the Irish outside, and I'd still eat a McDonald's occasionally. Like, well, that's their decision. As long as I don't see you, like, spitting in my burger because I'm Irish.
Well, I guess there was a slight difference between that. Because the argument I heard when it came to Chick-fil-A was that, at the time, obviously, gay marriage wasn't, you know, completely legal. So they're like, you're giving money to an organization that then puts its money back into keeping those from happening. So if it's signed, it's like, fuck the Irish. I don't have to assume McDonald's has any way to really put an anti-Irish agenda down.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it is. I can understand the argument of like not eating at Chick-fil-A. I guess now.
I can understand. I don't. Like I said, I really don't care what. I don't know. But I could see why somebody would be passionate. But I don't. It's very like. I think their business operate, what whatever decisions they make, like personally, I don't think should have any effect on me buying their product. You know, I mean, unless it's like, hey, we're Burger King, we contribute to the Nazi party. Like, well, okay, I think I should.
I'll just take two swastika burgers and then I'm done with it for reals.
Or what's the bet? Let's say Starbucks is like, yeah, we're bringing the Nazi party back.
Oh, but they would give you, if you still went there,
free cake pops.
Free cake pops with every chai latte.
Do I get to pick my flavor of cake pop?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And they have all of them instead of usually when you go and it's just two flavors.
But then knowing at the end of the year that there'd be a collage of you going in every day, like swaggering in with your hipster clothes.
There's going to be a thanks, Christopher. And God forbid if you got fatter over it. This video's like...
Like a time
I'll take 7 cake pops, please, by the end.
Did they bring back the eggnog chai latte as well?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I may goose step in there. Hello, one eggnog chai latte.
Is it Italian?
A Mussolini. I'm the Mussolini to their Hitler.
Was El Duce.
Yeah. Hello. No, if I could do that, possibly.
Really? It'd be tough.
No, I don't think I could.
Nazi party. It's like what a bad decision.
Yeah, I know. Like, this is the hill you decide to die on. Starbucks. I'm
not sure. The Nazi party coming back. Sure
if that's the one I would have chosen. Of all the evil groups.
Well, we've decided no one else can make cake pops. Like, I don't think you have that kind of authority. Oh, Starbucks does. They have authority.
Well, they cake had pops. The trademark to cake pops.
Not even in your home. Like, someone will just, like, break through the window and destroy your cake pops.
Like, Batman comes in, just shoots it 4 times. Like, Batman, how are you? You're a fictional character who shouldn't use a gun, by the way. I'm not comfortable with this at all.
I thought it'd be really cool having you in my house, but you broke a lot of shit, and I don't see you writing any of those big Bruce Wayne checks. You just seem to be leaving.
How do you know a Bruce Wayne crack? Oh, everyone knows. You're a comic book character.
Oh, cake pops.
Cake pops. Tell Mikey to clean my butt before he puts me in the funeral.
Oh, now the tables have turned, eh?
Mikey, I'd totally do it for you. Contrary to what I said on that podcast.
All a joke. I'm leaving you significantly less of my life insurance. Most of it's going to Terry.
And a little bit to the cat. Didn't take his name off. Didn't think you could put a cat as a dependent. You can.
Oh, Mom doesn't miss your cat either, by the way.
Did she say that?
Well, I asked. I said, are you going to miss the dog? And I said, do you miss the cat? And she goes, meh. And I said, oh, well, we have a cat to fill the void. Not the physical void of the obese cat that died, but...
She's like, I won't feed that one either. We're like, whoa, Mom, you killed the cat?
Oh,
and That'd be pretty funny, because Chris is like, yeah, I stopped feeding him like a year ago. I just assumed Mom was feeding him.
Because Mom always overfed him then at that point, if I fed the cat.
And for the first 15 minutes of the drive, she was very concerned that you would not feed the dog, because apparently you're not with it enough or something.
He's always just glug, glug, glug.
You know what I must have done? I bought like a bag of dog food at the grocery store, like after the gym in the morning before work, and I get like the smaller cart. I must have put it in the bottom, and then when I paid for it, and then not put it in my car afterwards. Because I definitely got one, and then I couldn't find it, and then Friday night she's like, "There's none. What's he gonna eat?" It's like, I'll give her people food if there's no dog food here.
15 minutes about dog food. I'm like, I'm sure he'll be fine.
And you know what Scotia finally started figuring out? I used to feed her before I'd go to the gym, which like Monday, Wednesday, Friday is like 5:30 in the morning. And what she used to do was just like get up, take a nibble, go back to bed. Now she's figured out like, oh, if I just like pound this down and deep throat all this food in like 10 minutes, by the time his mom gets up, she'll see an empty bowl and think I haven't been fed and she'll feed me twice.
Smart dog! Yeah.
Because she used to just nibble it, and then Mom would see, like, okay, that bowl's still half full, so she's been fed this morning. Now Mom's like, oh, he's starving! This poor boy! Stop calling her a boy.
Why the heck do you always get genders wrong?
I was telling Christopher that, because I had Laura over here, and she met Mom, that Mom, like, that always does that short-term thing where she looks perfectly fine, like, oh, it's a pleasure to meet you. Good night!
Good day, curtsies.
She like trolls up the stairs.
She does all the Van Trapp kids.
Just play like comes out of a room back out with a wig now.
good night, don't beat a single day.
But then you get, like, then she's gone, like, no, but trust me, she's totally fucked up. That's not...
The other person's like, you're just crazy.
You live with your mom, don't you? This isn't your house, this is your mom's house.
You're not the caretaker, that's a gentleman.
And then you come back inside, and she just, like, opens the door, like, creaks her face out. Poopins.
As soon as she's gone.
Slides
on her back. Slides the door. Kicking her legs in the air.
So what'd you think of mom?
She's like, she seems normal. That's what everybody says, like, the first... That Jenna chick who came over here 100 times was like, your mom seems pretty fine to me. I was like, no, she... You ask her my name. But then you start... Chris was telling me, it's like... Then you start delving into, like, I look like a crazy person territory.
Yeah, I'm like, ask her
Test my mom!
Ask her about baby food! Ask her about baby food! See what she does!
Ask her what kind of spooky movies she likes.
I'm a fan of Halloween.
No, ask her specifics about that.
Halloween 2 is good, too. It starts dipping off after that. Like, no, say spooky movie. Say spooky movie. Is it good? Yeah, there's no way you don't look like the crazy person in that scenario every single time.
God. No, you're right, though. First impression, you wouldn't probably notice anything.
No, because she's very good, like, oh, hello. And she said, oh, it's so annoying she can say my name is Kitty, but not any of our names.
Yeah.
What if it's, like, all an act? Like...
That she's some Andy Kaufman-esque super comedic genius, like, fucking with us for the past 10 years.
Because it brings a good point, because she can say her name. So she always comes across very cognizant.
I think she started to recover in time, but at the start, when she tried to learn our name, she couldn't say them, so she's just defaulted to saying our name. I mean, it's almost a kind of a depressing way to turn the podcast, but I think she's just defaulted to the idea that our names are just like Barb, my son, my daughter, whatever.
I'd be fine with it as long as she got, like, the genders right. Like, my son's coming. Like, well, me and Christopher are in the room, so who are you talking about?
Alex, not yours.
Terry, that's not your son.
Ah. So she liked her then?
Yeah, everyone likes mom the first time. They're always like, I don't know what you're talking about. Your mom seems fine. Why are you sitting here using her as an excuse to not go out there and see the world, man? You big lazy sack of shit. Like Matt Damon in a... What was it?
I just remembered a good mom story. I forgot.
Good Will Hunting?
Oh, go ahead. Good Will Hunting. It was better than that reference was going to be. So feel free to move on.
We had Sean over to the house. The first time after mom had a stroke, this is back when we were on 509, and we were in the basement, and this is, like, clearly been, like, a couple months after we had just become accustomed to the life mom gave. This is Sean's first, like, real meeting of her. She came to the top of the stairs, she's like, Bob, I'm gonna go die now. And I was like, alright, mom, good night. So I was like, it was the most depressing thing I'd ever seen.
Didn't he put his hand on your shoulder?
Yeah, he's like, he gave me a hug.
Oh, man.
I'm gonna go die now. All right, later.
Good night. Turn the light off.
Oh, my God. That's the side of mom you wish more people could see, so you don't look crazy when you're defending it.
But not the first. Yeah. Like, can you imagine if that's what she'd actually responded back to this girl with?
No, she never does. I wish she would, because then it would justify, because I feel like girls are kind of like, especially girls, because she's like, you're just using this as like a line, right? You live with your mom, you piece of shit. You 33-year-old living with his mom, motherfucker. And I'm like, no, she, you know, she can't really stay on her own. She can, it's always like the intro, like, you know, she can bathe herself and change herself. It's not that bad, but she can't really live on her own. She can't really communicate. And then she meets it. It's like, a pleasure to meet you, madam.
She has like a glass of Chardonnay.
My name is Kitty.
Nice weather we're having.
As she's handing me my folded laundry and like.
She has rags all over her face from cleaning the bathroom.
I wish I could take, like, pictures of like some of the confused looks her. After. Like, are you just a piece of shit who lives with his mom and took the master bedroom?
Her and her tattered moo-moo that she's. While she's handing you her your underwear that she's firmly pressed.
I threw out the
crust. Can we get food tonight, please?
Can we eat? Can we have the
fun? Okay.
No, that, once again, that'd be, yeah.
Please, I'm so hungry. Use my card.
Do I have any money?
Yeah, she's immediately like, no, you need this piece of shit. That mom paid mom's house, and he kicked her out of the master bedroom.
You do kind of look like a monster. Yeah.
Yeah, mom diddles me good every time. It's never...
She really gives you good hoes.
Just once, why can't she be like, it's a happy Wednesday, and it's clearly Saturday or whatever. Or she comes out with the calendar, like, every time Terry's here. Like, that would show people, like, something's a little amiss.
When's the day I die? When's the day?
It's the day I die. Not today, but to die, die tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
No, Friday.
Tomorrow.
Friday.
It's a TV guide month.
It's Monday. It's not Friday. Friday's when you do it.
Wait, so tomorrow.
I know I'm up. Yeah. I just... like, walks out into the kitchen, dishes, and it's like... just like, why can't you see this? Where she screams at dishes stop. And talks to the dog.
She had a standoff with Hershey this morning.
I told... Oh, really?
Yeah. I was in the shower, and I could hear her screaming, going, stop! Stop! And then at the end... Oh, you win. I was like, what did she win? What game were they playing?
Mom, stop letting her... I just, like, punch Hershey across the room. Stop letting Hershey win anything.
I want to walk out.
You were literally 500 times this dog size.
She's, like, playing one of those Crackle Barrel peg games. Like, it's Hershey. And Hershey just came out of it.
Hershey's, like, sitting on her own head for some reason. Like...
Oh my god, no. Yeah, there's like those moments where you're like outside the room and you just hear the conversation going on between her and the cat back when poor Liam was still around to be subjected to it.
No,
and just
like, you've had it. Yeah. You've had, okay, no, fine.
No. And she pours more cat food in. Like the cat wanted to bait.
All you do is eat. Oh, okay. It's fine. You win. But no more.
Like, she says excuse me and thank you to the animals, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, stop apologizing to them.
The dog, fine. The dog at least, like, reciprocates some, like, words. The cat could not give less of a shit that you've said anything.
Does not give a fuck.
It was another classic moment when Terry came to pick her up Friday, and she's like, you brought my medicine, so I'm gonna cry. It's like, get the fuck out of here. Do this in the car.
That's exactly what he said. He's like, you can talk about this. You girls can chit-chat about this on the way.
It's the worst. You made me wait like this long and now you're gonna waste my time 5 seconds before you're supposed to leave. Like, I'm gonna have to sit down and cry. Like, no. It's just free medicine. Get out of here.
I could have left work at 3 p.m. that day. I just decided to wait till 4:30. But she got it. She got out.
Give Mikey good hosing.
This is a random funny thought. I was trying to... Me and this guy from work who's seen like 2 episodes of Game of Thrones... was asking me about it, and he's like, so there's a religion in the show? I was like, well, there's a few religions, you know, like the Faith of the Seven, the old gods of the North, Lord Light, and he's like, oh, okay, so they fight over each other, but the religions, as far as you know, don't mean anything. I was like, well, actually, technically, the Lord of Light seems to have some powers. His priests seem to perform small miracles. He's like, oh, okay, so some of the religions could be legit. I'm like, yeah, I haven't really seen it, but I guess a lot of the other religions could be legit. The, you know, the old gods of the North and all that. But then immediately I was like, no, but the drowning god's got to be bullshit, right? There's no way that's good. There's no way the Ironborns have a legitimate god, right? It's got to be horseshit.
I don't think the drowned god's giving them a whole lot, no. I mean, it's definitely a lot of, like, crazy dudes in that religion. And even the one dude who's kind of, like, making shit happen, everyone's like, no, he secretly, like, abandoned that faith and joined the fucking fire god or whatever.
Bullshit. Oh, really?
Yeah. Victarian, not Victarian. Urine, something like that. Yeah, no, I think so. I did have something on here. I was going to ask, when's the last time you cried?
I didn't quite get there, but In-N-Out almost did it.
Inside Out?
Inside Out. Not like, In-N-Out.
They closed In-N-Out.
Where Matt Dillon just outs him at the Oscars. Which has been on HBO a lot recently for some reason. They're like, you know, because you use your hand all the time. And dude, you're an English teacher.
So Inside Out, last time you cried. Do you
consider
yourself a crying kind of...
No. It probably happens maybe once every, like, 3 or 4 years, if that.
Because I was going to say...
Are you going to say once a day?
It's yeah, like, every day now.
Tearing jerks.
Yeah, I watch Eddie Guerrero's memorial thing and just start crying. No, because for a long time, I wasn't able to cry. Like, no matter how sad something I was watching was, I wasn't able to. Like, and I remember Jamie, like, when I was dating her, was... She's actually kind of upset with me. She's like, how can you not cry at these things? And I was just like, after my mom had her stroke, it came a lot harder to suddenly make me feel that bad. But now it's like started coming back. And it's started to get I think the closest maybe pre...
It wasn't Buckaroo Banzai
West. Yeah, I'm just like, they kill off Rawhide, brother.
But he's back at the end of the credits.
He's in the credits. I don't know if that's canon or not.
But... You gotta make Terry watch the credits, because that's like easily the most recognizable
part. Oh, yeah. Well, I'll do that once we finish this. But no, I was gonna say, I think the closest like non-depressing thought I can put in there is like, what made me cry is Locke waking up at the end of Lost in that alternate world where he starts realizing it. Like, he wakes up, like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, he realizes he's crippled again?
No, when it's in the alternate, it's this final episode, and everyone's starting to wake up and realize.
Oh, he gets out of the wheelchair in front of the hospital when he's talking to Ben. Yeah,
but it's when he gets... It's
where like, Ben's like, you don't need that, do you? That's that almost made me... Like, the scene with him and Ben.
This is the scene where it's him in the hospital bed, and he's, like, sitting down there, and, like, Jack's the doctor, and it's just like, you're never gonna move again. He's like, no, I could feel him. And, he twitches his toe, and then it shows, like, the flashback. Like, because everyone, when they remembered, they get, like, a quick, like...
Everyone else was kissing somebody from the island.
Well, it just gave them scenes of them on the island. So you get, like, the scene with him in the orange and all that. And I just remember being like, oh, Locke finally gets his happy ending. That and Aaron. I remember Aaron and Claire and Charlie when they do that one. I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, everyone else's was, like, a kiss or something with, like, a romance from the island. That was Locke's.
Well, because, his person was dead before he got to the island.
And they didn't,
They're not dead. I guess they just broke up.
It was rough, man. When you think about it, like, what an awesome character. But that last season was kind of hard. It's like, well, it's Locke, but he's a evil, bad Locke. Yeah, he just looks like Locke,
It's just the actor, really.
And probably my favorite, Jack line is like,
You're not half the man. Or you're nothing.
You walk around looking like him, but that's an insult to his memory.
Yeah, it's not
He was right about just about everything.
It was a very, like, pro-Locke line from a guy
who you never got when Locke was alive.
An antagonist.
They were always, like, at each other's throats.
No, I remember, like, watching that and being like, oh, this is so nice, and, like, almost tearing up at that point. But I think it was, like, you and your sassy friends being like, boo, this sucks, explain the polar bears!
Wait, is this... During
me
the
and Joe, we Joe,
yeah, the finale.
We were both probably almost passed out.
Mikey was barely
coherent. It was not a well planned party.
I just remember them being party poopers the whole time because it didn't answer enough questions.
No, it was because it felt, let's not do this unless we're willing to make like a half hour thing here.
Yeah,
but
true.
Wasn't it purgatory? I mean, that's what it kind of felt like.
The side thing was like a purgatory of sorts, but it's not the island itself. This happened.
But I mean, the purgatory notion was in there. I think it just wasn't necessarily the island, but they were in that church at the end.
But that's something they introduced in the final season.
It was a place before, maybe not heaven, but before you went to the next stage where you got a chance to kind of fix some things.
To get, put closure to the people you met.
You could be judged, apparently, for your deeds if you were evil enough.
Nakini. You get shot in the eye again if you're Mikhail.
Mr. Echo?
What, just that we didn't get any Mr. Echo?
No, judged by the smoke monster.
Oh.
And refused to apologize.
Oh, you mean the island itself is purgatory? I don't know. Because I was actually starting to think about it, and I was like...
It's becoming it, everybody. It's happening.
I was thinking that, in a way, I thought almost like, if you look at the island's almost symbolic of life itself, like, if you stop and think about the mysteries of the island, in the same way, like, if you think about the mysteries of the universe, you kind of miss the point, which was about the people you meet along the way.
Yeah.
So that's the way I kind of look at it. Like, I know that there are questions that don't make 100% sense, but I'm like, when you reach the end, the things you're going to hold on to are the people you met.
The island is definitely life. Like, I know, steer it real briefly to Boardwalk Empire, but like, but when Richard goes out to the woods in the second season to kill himself,
mm-hmm.
and those random like farmers find him, and they're like, that's not what they don't see him like actually with a gun in his mouth, but they tell by what he's carrying that like, all right, this guy didn't plan a return voyage. And they're just like, you know, it's just talking about the weather. But then randomly he's like, oh, these woods, they're not for that. These woods are life. Like, don't bring your shit into the woods. And that's kind of what everything was on Lost, was that island almost felt like life. Like, whatever the energy was, it's almost what it was just kind of like life energy, like the force, if you want to be super nerdy about it. And then everything else was other people trying to tap into that, either the Dharma Initiative or whatever Widmore's thing was, which I don't remember. What was Widmore's long-term plan on that?
I can't remember.
I forget.
It introduced a lot of poopy characters who died.
What was, like, the joke of that one cartoon? Like, remember when Charles Widmore mattered?
God, Widmore.
Remember when Widmore was important? Lapidus!
Oh, Lapidus sucks. I hated him so much.
So excited he managed to make it to the end of that.
Every scene with him was like, I'm getting too old for this shit. every time that was Lapidus's like go-to thing. And he lived.
He made it to the end.
The only person on that fucking Kahana boat or whatever.
No, because Miles makes it as well.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Miles. And that's almost a tearjerker too when pulls that gray hair out of Rit's head.
Oh yeah, he's like, it's like you're getting your moving on.
Which is such a weird thing for like a guy you barely know. Like, yeah, I mean, it wasn't even like you and me brothers, that'd be weird if you just
I was like, pink, hey brother. Although first... Terry will be the first one. Like the moment she sees a gray hair on you, she calls it out.
Well, I just noticed you stopped dyeing
it. Well, that's a chick that actually did try dyeing it, and I didn't. I accidentally bought the like tube that shoots out as opposed to the one you rub in, and I didn't do it right. Definitely someone at the party like saw me come down the stairs and was like, holy shit. But I don't, when do you think you'd rewatch Lost? Like how long do you
I think
you'd
be
to
now.
Wait?
I think that'd be a good time.
Are you thinking about it?
Yeah, it was Travis played the first few minutes of the first episode and you know, opening with Jack's eye and you're like, ah.
The first episode's so great. And then it ends with just them all in the camp. And then all you see, and you've never heard of the smoke monster before, but all of a sudden you hear this like,
you see trees falling.
Your tree's just falling. And Charlie's just like, great.
Where are we?
I think it'd be good to watch now.
Because I was thinking, I wanted to wait till like 10 years afterwards to like watch it again. But I'm like, do I wait till
6 or 7 at this point, right?
At this point, yeah, I think we're 6.
I don't think there'd be a difference between 7 to 10.
But we're past 10 years from the first episode. Because the first one was 2004.
Because I've been there from the beginning.
I was not. I came in on season 3.
I wasn't either.
I came in because I just stayed watching television after America's Next Top Model was done.
Oh, this is... I thought Terry got you into it.
I did.
I was watching America's Next Top Model with Terry, and then I moved on to something slightly more masculine afterwards.
Slightly. I'd say definitely slightly more masculine.
You know, I think Mom tried to reference that too this weekend, but she couldn't think of the name of the show.
She's like... You know,
because she goes, is
Smiles.
That...
Remember when he used to watch? He watched that show. It was just like, you know, because now chicks, it's about chicks, but he never,
What was the gay captain guy called?
Oh, Miss J.
It was literally Miss J.
Yeah, Miss J. Yeah. And Nigel Baca, the world's most handsome man.
He was attractive.
He was.
Was he gay?
No. He had a gorgeous wife.
He could have banged any woman on the planet.
Yeah, he's a photographer. Christian would have taken any picture with him.
I mean, yes.
Slutty-o. Slutty-o!
I can't be this... I can't... I don't know how to be any more slutty, Nigel. I'm sorry!
Yeah, he was really into that before Lost, and then it segued into Lost.
And it wasn't, though, like, a fact that I was like, fuck this Lost show. I think I just happened to watch... It was, like, must have been the week before season 3 premiered. They had some, like, special, like... Here to catch you up on the last 2 seasons of Lost, and I just happened to watch. I sit through that. Like I think I was in the computer room, like watching tangentially, and I was like, I'll just stay out here and start watching this show as well. And I got into it from there, which is weird because season 3 of Lost, the beginning, probably its worst point.
You really don't like that Jack episode.
That Jack episode's awful. Like even
it
if you go
really
back
unnecessary.
And if you look back and they go back, it's Mr. Echo dies.
That's how he got his tattoo.
It's like a Kate episode. I think it's like the Sawyer episode where you find he was like a boxer for a period of time. Like not even like a really essential.
But it's a lot
episode.
Of big Mr. Echo episodes if you like
it's
him.
It's the episode he dies. He dies in that 6 part.
But yeah, his backstory is awesome. Like you see the.
It's
a lot
no,
of
it's his backstory's in season 2.
I feel like he got 2 episodes, I feel like.
Yeah, he got the episode where he reveals his past and the episode he dies. They show a lot of Yemi and stuff like that.
Yeah,
exactly. But he dies in that episode.
There's an episode that shows him becoming like the drug lord, and then there's the episode which shows him getting on the plane and his brother getting killed, which is a great episode.
It is, but
and
he
then
dies
the
right
smoke
afterwards.
Monster as Yemi, which is weird because I think earlier, I mean, obviously you guys both know it, originally he wasn't supposed to, that character was supposed to live longer than that. Because he gets the shit kicked out of him, like, in the beginning of the season by polar bears, doesn't he?
Yeah, Locke rescues him from, like, a polar bear cage.
Which is an amazing episode.
Yeah, there's just some weak ones. I mean, obviously, I liked it enough to stick with it. I stayed through.
You finally got some information on the others?
A little bit. But you get, it's just that Jack episode was so bad. so bad.
It is. But I think you get episodes then, like, where it was the season... premiere of one, or I forget what season, but you find out how the others are living on the other side because they're at like a book club.
Oh, that's three or four.
I think that's how three opens.
Yeah, which is great.
And which is great because you're like, holy shit,
you see them all like sitting there talking.
And it's like a relatively new book. Like, oh shit, you guys are getting like fresh shipments here?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Because yeah, before this, you just knew them as like these crazy, like bearded people, like almost like wild men. And then you're like, oh no, they have book clubs.
And in 10 seconds, like they see that plane crash and he's like, Goodwin, you get the tail end, and what's the guy he sends to the front?
Friendly.
Ethan, take the front. Which is such a cool scene.
Assimilate with the survivors.
Because you haven't seen Ethan in the show in months, or in episode.
That was a guy who was like almost like a fucking cameo in and of himself. Like, he just kept showing up in things.
Tom Cruise's cousin, I believe?
Is it?
Yeah.
Really? Good for him.
Doesn't look like Tom Cruise. But yeah, that was great. And then Goodwin, not so much. Because it's crazy how long it takes Anna Lucia to finally, like, not trust him, even though she figured out he was another immediately, because he wasn't wet on the beach.
I forgot Michelle Rodriguez was in that.
It's tough to
It's
not...
like 7 episodes in before she's like, I don't trust you, Goodwin, because I know you were dry 7 days ago when I met you. I figured out you were another. But I've just been playing Bates this whole time.
That entire, like, you just, thank God they salvaged Rose and Bernard from that side of the fight.
Oh, Mr. Echo.
Mr. Echo is great, but otherwise you're like, oh.
And then there's a couple that are holding the skeleton.
That's honestly maybe my favorite aspect of the show, is Rose and Bernard's character.
It's great.
Because, like, there's such a small story within that, but told throughout.
I definitely would have preferred more of them. I felt like there was...
They only got one episode to themselves.
But I felt like too much would have been...
You'd have made them too much of a thing.
Right. I feel like just having them, like, as a spice thrown in made
they were,
them...
They were best when they were, like, helping other people.
Yeah.
Like, when Bernard takes Jin out in the boat and, like, you know, trying to talk to him about fixing things up with Sun. Like, you know, like, when they're helping other people, you're like, these are great characters.
Or they're seen in the last season, which is that just them kind of like, is it Locke or John? Not Locke, obviously.
It's like Sawyer's group, I think.
Sawyer, he's like, he's nope, just offering you a place to stay, keep moving, we're not getting involved.
Yeah, he's like, you guys, we'll take care of you, but we're not, like, we're happy.
We're trying to stay neutral in this. I was like, do you see this island? It's, like, kind of falling apart. I don't know for how much room for neutrality. If that guy wins, you definitely don't have a place. Which, I don't get what threat would Locke have been, or Man in Black, off the island without powers.
I mean...
If when the island sank, he didn't have powers anymore.
What created the universe, brother? Stop thinking about it.
Doesn't that seem kind of weird? Like, what would he have done? Does he still live forever? Or is he just literally a guy with shitty intentions and no money that's gonna go...
Yeah, it worked out for Batman in Dark Knight Rises.
I'm not getting into that with you. No.
Terry refuses to admit that was a...
It's not a stupid
big,
plot
goofy
point.
Plot point.
It's not. You don't think that he could manage to get back to Gotham.
Shows up in Gotham in enough time to make a giant flaming bat signal on the bridge.
I mean, I guess it's believable he could.
You're not handy. That's the problem. You couldn't fasten together anything.
Just saying.
The podcast audience can't see, but Christopher's crying right now.
It happened again!